I just want to hear him say neon.
Yeah, I like
fuck
that.
You people. Neon.
Yeah, and that's neon. Beginning to blog
bitch.
Talk tonight.
Fuck you, bitch.
Blog talk tonight has started with fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, welcome to the show, motherfuckers. And yeah, we're gonna do some callings.
Who are calling from?
Oh yeah, we're doing some shit. Okay, so we're gonna let Gary get at least 5-10 minutes in because he does his fucking rant. He doesn't even take calls in the beginning, so we're gonna let him get about 5-10 minute head start on us. So we're gonna call this wine guru guy right now and give him some shit because he said to call in with any questions about wine. Did you set a caller ID yet, Dashy?
Looks like he did, I think.
Well, I don't know how someone's going to believe
111-222-33.
Oh, shit, my AIDS is flaring up.
Oh, no.
You got the pneumonia?
You got the pneumonia? The gay pneumonia? Oh, yeah. No. The gay pneumonia.
All right, as soon as I'm sure the guy's on.
The show has not yet started.
Okay, so that motherfucker didn't even show up.
Show time. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Do they really have to say thank you twice?
They're gay like that.
It loses its meaning when you just throw it around.
There's one I found. Sex clubs. Where are they at?
Yes.
Some guy just wants to get laid.
And the guy like wants a bunch of swingers to call.
Your show has
How come
not
it's
yet?
A guy?
These are fucking 11 o'clock starts. This is bullshit.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we're going to be forced.
You're later than Dwight.
In two shows here. We're going to be forced to fucking call Gary.
Oh, shit.
This one's the sex clubs one.
Log Talk Radio.
Carlito, are you an IRC?
Your show has
no.
not yet.
No. I can't call
back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
goodbye.
This number don't work. All I have is 12 o'clock starts after this, so we're going to have to call Gary.
Gary.
Hang on, people. I bet these fuckers in the chat are just crossing their fingers it don't work so we can call them right now.
Why Bill tell me to shut up? I gotta leave again.
Fuck you, Bill.
They don't want me here.
Fucking, why about to call the riffing, yo?
Don't leave.
And you motherfuckers in the chat, quit posting Gary's link, because then Gozer's going to go in there and call and waste an hour and a half of show just going, hey, blah, 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 blah.
But higher pitch.
See, that's a bad number, Dashy. Oh, let's try it again.
And throw it out. My dad would test cassette tapes, find out they didn't work right. Tape is bad on them and put them back. But all the time, tape is bad. Like, then throw it out, asshole. All
right, I guess that number didn't work, so it's fucking Gary time.
Gary just asked where all the prank callers are.
Did he?
That's what Prank Media says.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hang on, people. We're calling.
I'm hanging on.
Log Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. You are now in the host queue.
Everything is set up. The way the world is working right now is that you have to bend over. You have to apologize. You have to give in.
Yes, please.
Because everybody is quote unquote a winner. That's the.
What, you get somebody with some bass in their voice
so
on the show?
You have people like us that come
like
along.
You can you
and
hear
we're
the estrogen,
piping or acting like Paul Revere, and we're saying that, look,
now
you don't
that
have
here,
to act
yeah.
this way.
That's what he said about
you don't
me.
Have to
now that I'm here,
be
yeah.
what they want you to be.
Definitely not for
you. You're going to get a lot of resistance because a lot of these young men have grown up to think that the sky is purple and the grass is blue. And here we are coming around trying to say, hey, look, the sky is
and
blue and the grass is green. And they're like, no,
the grass
no, you're
is
wrong. Wrong. That can't be. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
The sky
and
is blue. Blue, blue, blue.
Set to wrong, fight wrong, us wrong, on blue. Every turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sad part. We got a couple of guys calling in now. Let's see if we can have some fun. Ready?
Oh, yeah, let's eat.
All right. Yeah, you got it.
Hey, you doing right, there, you son of a bitch? It's Dwight, you cocksucker. That's my AIDS flaring up.
Dwight, you got a second?
Yeah, sure.
Your name is not Dwight. Your name is Ken.
No, not me.
Your name? Yeah.
No.
Your name is Ken. I got a whole print that on you here. You want me to read it?
No.
Your address, everything. How about Brad? Carlito.
Hey.
All those guys.
Hey, what's up?
What about me? What about me, Gary?
Don't forget Neon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget me.
Got you, too.
Okay.
Well, Steve, you want to post these bombs or what?
Do you have the dead?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not the only ones with computers out there.
Okay. Do you have the dead, though? Because he's really bad.
Oh, Bruce, we got them all.
Oh, shit.
Well, what do you want to say to me, Gary? What do you want to say?
Do you have KDK?
I think. Yeah, Steve wants to talk to you. Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Who's the chick?
Calls in with a different name every week. She's,
okay, I'll be who you want me to be. Whoever you want me to be, Gary. Do you want me to be Camille this week? Do you want me to be Lindsay? Who's your greatest fantasy?
I know what I want you to be a single ancient bitch that bleeds once a month and is fucking looking for attention. Why don't you be that today?
No, I don't want to be your mother, you be that? Sucker.
That's her name.
Well, I mean, why don't you be that? Because how does it feel every day that goes by? You're getting a little bit older. Your eggs are starting to dry up. And you are going
are
to do everything you can to put
eggs?
Up any
is
kind of makeup.
Are you talking about my scrambled eggs?
No,
What are you worried about if I'm going to have kids or not?
I'm talking about...
How does it feel?
You ain't got. How does it feel to 11:30? You call men up and have wet spots in the bed, shit.
Honey, I got time all fucking day.
This is a vacation.
Oh, you want to know how much I make? Oh, it's too much for you, honey.
How many pounds?
How many pounds do I weigh?
This is a woman, Gary.
Yeah, just curious.
This is what we deal with, Gary. When you have an ancient bitch that's looking for attention, she's the kind of bitch that gets on the Facebook, posts a fake picture of some other woman just so other guys can like her and shit.
Oh, God, do you talk to your mother with that mouth? Oh, God, yes.
Do I fuck my mother with that mouth? No, I fuck women like you with that mouth.
No, I said do you talk to your mother like that, bitch. Hey, let me talk to Gary. I want to talk to Gary. This is not the asshole hour. I want to get talk to Gary.
Gary, I'm the chief negotiator. I'm Carlito. Did you have some kind of problem, motherfucker? I'm in charge.
Carlito, okay.
I'm in charge here. Is there a problem?
No, I'm in charge. Okay.
Here's Tweedledee. You can't even talk to
that
bitch.
Hey, sir, how do you pronounce ASK? How do you pronounce ASK?
How do you pronounce P-U-S-S-Y, bitch? How do you pronounce it?
Oh, right.
Your mom. You
don't have a tongue for a pussy anyway, so what the fuck do we care? You probably couldn't even eat out anything.
You hear him talking?
There's a pussy
on this line right now, and guys would rather joke around and try to get the pussy. That's the problem today. They rather act like a bunch of bitches than talk to the bitch that's on there running her fucking mouth. That's what's amazing about today. Ain't three guys who can't get pussy rather get on here and joke around.
That's not really
instead
amazing.
Of get that pussy. They don't even know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it is. Can you? Sure, dude. Ask away, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah. Sure thing, dude. Ask me a question, bro. Yeah. But let me ask
Watermelon.
You one. Why are you so scared to get that pussy?
Hey, hold on. Can I talk to Gary for a second? Seriously, just seriously. I just wanted to say, hey, Gary, if you can hear, your show wouldn't be shit. Your show wouldn't be fucking shit unless we fucking called.
Gary,
you're the one asking for us to call in.
Gary, is it true you use synthol? Is it true you use synthol in your weightlifting? Mm-hmm. You use synthol? Hello.
Hey Gary, you know what? Hey Gary, you know what? Everybody that you think was real that called you is a fucking prankster.
Yeah, we know about the hormones you've been taking.
Oh, really? Which ones are those? Because I don't know about them.
We know all about them.
The same ones your daddy died from.
The stuff you've been taking, we know. We talked to the guy who gets them for you.
Oh, yeah, you got all that shit all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I mean, you're saying you have shit on me and everything. You just came after me. You don't want to mess with me, you know? You know, because if I retaliate,
with all of you.
You don't want us to retaliate against you, Mr. Brodsky.
Actually, I want to help you.
Then why are you coming at us in a threatening manner, saying that you have our information? What are you going to do with that? What do you think that you're going to deduce by having information?
Absolutely nothing. Well, yeah, I just want to know about you guys.
So you're being a stalker by doing that?
Is
that
really
what you're doing? Sounds like a threat, an empty idol threat.
No.
Yeah, we're pretty nice. We let you go for like 2 weeks. We didn't even call.
Now listen to the voice on this guy, Steve. What do you think?
Alpha male.
You're just going to make fun or something? Is that what you're going to do?
He's a total alpha male, Gary.
We're going to talk. You're going to stay quiet, then we're going to talk, then you can talk.
No, you stay quiet. I'm running it here. This is my show.
Yeah, you wear your leather jacket, Gary?
Yeah, I have several leather jackets.
Ooh, yeah, take off your pants and jacket, right? Have you ever actually heard what it sounds like for a woman to orgasm in front of you? Or your mom doesn't count, but I mean, have you ever heard that sound before?
That's really classy.
Yeah.
Really classy. That's what I like.
Is that what you want in a woman? You want a classy woman? Is that what you want?
Gary, why is it when you're in person with somebody and you're talking, it's like you're trying to bite your left ear with the left corner of your mouth, like you keep doing that all the time when you talk? You have that problem? Like you're always talking like that and you're like... It's almost like you're trying to bite like the left... your left ear with the left side of your mouth the whole time. You're like... Like I noticed that when I saw you.
Very good impersonation.
Hey Gary, do you have cancer of the lips? Or is that just...
Is that from the tobacco use?
Or is that from the steroids? Do you shoot them up in your lip?
I don't take steroids, at number one. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, number two. Steve, you still there?
You're taking supplements, whatever you want to call it.
Is your face melting, Gary, or what? Because you sure as hell don't fucking have a neck.
Is it true you had a cow castrated in Guam in order to fulfill some type of occult, like an occult thing to get more power for yourself?
No, I think the fact that you're castrated sort of does enough.
Shoveled up balls on the steroid use. I mean, that's like, or whatever you want to call it, whatever your supplement you want to call it today.
You know what supplement I take? And you should try
before it gets put on schedule and you go to the next one.
By the power of Reagan's Raiders, I command you.
Speak, Gary, speak.
Hey, what did one Jewish bagel say to the other in the oven?
How the hell would I know?
It said we were supposed to get a shower first, you know, because they were supposed to get a shower. Oh. And then they got...
That's fucked up.
You remember that part? You remember that part in class where the Jews...
Hey, like I said, you go talk to these losers. Go ahead, man. I got other shit to do, man. I ain't got time.
Yo.
Is this your only black friend?
I am the Negroid friend. I'm the token Negro friend of the week.
Supposed to rough him up for Gary because Gary can't.
I'm Gary's flavor of the month. Yo.
Gary's writing checks he can't cash. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? Oh.
Yo, I'm Gary Brodsky's kept man.
Edward really needs to be raped. Somebody needs to rape the shit out of her and throw in a fucking dumpster.
Ooh, oh, please do that. Oh, my God, I so grabbed my titties thinking about that.
Hey, oh, there's diabolical. Ooh, he is fucked now, people. Mistress Morgan getting on this motherfucker.
I know you, Dwight. I know Carlito, Brad Carter.
I think all he did was fucking read the website and start writing names down.
I asked him if he knows the day. He's like, yeah.
Gozer, I think he just ratted out my name instead.
Yeah,
of
that's probably what it was. It's Michael J. Horace. He does that shit. He does shit like that all the time. Welcome to PCN, man. Welcome to the network. This is what you get.
No, it wasn't Michael J. Horace. It was Gozer.
That's all of them together.
Effie Storm or whatever.
They're all perfect.
Okay. So if you want to go ahead and change the caller ID.
You know what they're talking
about? Well, I don't know. People never experienced or been around real violence wouldn't make jokes like that.
Well, I don't mind. I just don't like wasting my time. And them motherfuckers is just wasting my time. I could be doing other shit than sitting around hearing a bunch of bitch talk.
For your own education. That this is exactly what
he sounds like, a cake boy, man. Doesn't he sound like a cake boy?
Ooh, a total punk.
And,
oh no, don't give him an extra.
It's really sad.
Fucking cake boy. Tell him he's a cake boy.
Well, I don't think it's really sad. I think it's what it is. If y'all really listen to those boys on there, why men are having problems today, excuse me, males. Because you can tell every one of those boys raised by a single mother.
You boy.
And then you can tell the woman had daddy issues because she's an attention whore.
God, he knows me so well.
Yeah.
Dashy, we're having issues with the colorific.
Part of me actually feels bad for these people.
Nobody ever calls it
It's not
show.
Just this group. It's everywhere. It is fucking everywhere. It's like you were saying before.
Man, he's like defeated.
You know, it's just, I'm still laughing. You told her off really good.
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't. What the fuck are you smoking on, Gary?
He told me on.
Hold on.
The guy that called in last week, at least he was, you know, could actually construct.
The one that fucking ratted us all out.
And he was actually.
Gary's listening to Mixler or somebody.
You know, stuff that's, you know, predominantly brainwashing material. You know, at least he was talking and just not yelling profanities and crap
it's
like that.
Because he has a mental disease.
But, you know, you can only help who wants to be helped. And if they're just going to act like children, then, you know, there's just no point.
That's his might regular co-host right there.
Said, you know, give some good information to, you know, the guys that are, you know, people that are listening in the background that want it.
Yeah, but, you know, I find this that people like this don't only exist on the show. It would be okay if they only did. They exist everywhere now. And you know what they do it for?
The lulz.
They get credits called Laughing Out Louds.
Oh, yeah, my God.
And that's the currency that they use.
Wow.
Ooh.
Dude, that's deep.
Gary's getting it now.
And
I've heard him call on to other shows and show and Rosebud show, and you know, it is what it is, and you know, people know that it's out there, and you know, you just gotta, but you know, they're fucked basically. So, fuck them, like, help the guy who is out there listening.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak, you are now in the host queue.
I understand I'd be taking time, you know, putting them on, but you know.
I think Steve handled her so good. That was perfect.
I don't remember that, Steve.
But she does have some daddy issues. It's obvious. The attention whore.
Damn, Neon.
Which, Steve's very quiet tonight. I guess you can't believe what you just heard.
No, it's not. I can't believe what I just heard. It's just, it was a waste of my time, man. You know, I don't have time to sit around and talk to any shit. I just don't have that time.
He was all over your pussy the first time you called
now,
him.
Now, I wonder if they would talk to you like that in person.
I, you know what? I blue-balled him. That's what it was.
At first, he was like, oh, what's up? He really was.
You hear him right now shit-talking. They think everyone's like a bunch of like skinny little geeks that anyone owns a computer.
Okay, let's take a shot.
Hey, put the bitch back on.
Oh, okay, I'll talk.
I don't know which one is what. There's about 100 of them here. Okay. All right, let's take a shot. Hello?
No.
Hello, Gary. This is Julius.
Oh, shit, Julius.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
oh.
We got a normal guy out here. Hey, Julius, how you doing?
Fantastic. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Not coughing this time.
Listen, first of all.
He's dying. Here it is.
First of all, no, I don't think he wouldn't talk to people like us like that face-to-face in public. In the park where there's nowhere to run, hide, or police to call on them. Second of all, now, this is a scenario I drew from listening to people like that. They make inner-city drug addicts and crackheads look good. You know, and I hope they hear that.
This
you
guy sounds like a crackhead.
I fucking love Julius.
That bad
I'm going to tell that, too, when I get back on.
Whatever. You think that they're really, some people think that they're scum. But no, those people make others, the really down and out people, look good.
George said, Orange Julius.
Of those people. Now, you gentlemen, products, have helped me tremendously.
I want to ask Julius if he's got any rocks.
My own country, right? Yeah. And of course, you guys are here. Right. Because your products have tremendously helped. And one thing that I rarely hear discussed,
the last time Julius called in, he said his products changed his life. He's like, but I just broke my foot, and but that won't stop me from hitting on ladies.
Right.
I remember this now. Okay.
And he's coughing like he's fucking dying. Yeah. Programs changed my life.
Yeah, it was like an inserted hack to cough. Yeah, I remember that.
I'll get it up and let you know what I do.
Two people asked to come in to me, Gary and Steve. So this way, when I run across a chick, I don't know what I'm going to say, but trust and believe, she is going to be floored.
Oh, right? My God. Ugh,
so I hope you guys know that that's a compliment.
Come on, put the bitch back on.
Your spirit, it's me.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, fractured my left foot, the accident in my bathroom. Then a couple weeks later, I had a car accident, right? I just, like you said, guys, I took it like ain't nothing. I kept on walking, kept on moving, using rituals to help get myself better. And when I had my car accident, first thing I did, I called my mechanic and told him I'm going to need another car. I ain't got no money. Then I used your idea of raising money. I called various friends and relatives. I need your help, right? This is what happened. Money came through, right? Then everybody's going to get paid back. But your product, services, your advice at all has helped improve the quality of my life and helped bring out the man that was already in me that I didn't know how to bring out. And I want to say thank you, gentlemen.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Junius. That's so good to hear.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Because I, one other thing, you know, in the beginning, I was angry hearing you guys being insulted like that. And I'm the type of joker that, oh, man, people get insulted me. I just turn around and walk away. But when they do it to my friends, like I consider you guys friends.
You know him.
And like they were in our presence, even though you guys would just, you know, be coming and humble and laughing off, I would have went right through their throat.
Gary would have been grabbing the tip of his penis really hard.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't be around. I don't let my friends get hurt around me. But God. I'm learning. You know, and I want to thank you.
They're homeless. They're homeless.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, Gary. You would have looked at me. You know. Oh, he's Gary and Lodge. Can you do this? Because he would have, you know, dead to the throat.
All right. Anyway,
you just can't say stuff to a man.
Better watch out, Arby. This fucker knows you.
Certain responses, yeah. Right?
Oh shit!
That's
no.
Why I tell women I do it. You know?
That was funny when he was naming them all off. Brad Carter.
Move it over. But you're not going to just say anything to me and think I'm just going to stand there and take it. And you definitely oh. because a few
goddamn gozer last week fucking ratting us out.
I was explaining to some lady friends of mine, right? With some incident jumped off about, you know, the football.
This could have went on for a year without him having a clue.
Right? I don't know what happened behind whatever.
I'm pretty scared now.
I'm terrified.
A few times in my life, people playing around had, like, grab you from behind or could grab you from behind.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Instantly, my hand goes for the throat. I had to stop it.
Right, oh, he's talking about killing people now.
Do not attack
my friends.
Martial arts. They don't realize these were attacked. They call themselves playing around. But in general, you just don't creep up on people, especially me. I'm always on guard. Look, one last thing. If it was not for a year, I going out on a date or hang with a woman, for years, I wouldn't want to hold the woman's hand in public. Because
I always felt
that that was a weak point, and that would be a great time to be attacked. So I never wanted to hold a woman's hand on in public. Now, because of you guys, of course, I hold hands. I just still be like consciously aware. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh God!
Thank you, Junius. And Steve, I believe you want to speak to that girl. She's still here. I think. Okay, you ready to talk to the girl, Steve?
Yeah, put the bitch on.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, motherfucker, I want to tell you, Julius is fucking awesome, and that's on the level. I fucking love that guy.
You're not the girl. We want the girl.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tell you that Julius is awesome. You won't let me give him a compliment? You want to be a fucking dickhead about it?
All right, wait. All right, Gary, what do you want with the girl?
Do
you want to relive your rape fantasies? Tell me, what do you want? I'm here.
No, you just
is Orange Julius there? Place. Orange Julius? Hey, how did your co-host change his voice from being black to white and white and black again?
How did you turn from whore to slut and slut back to whore? How did you
your
do
mom
that?
Taught me well, honey.
Bad business.
That means the same thing, you idiot. Pretty much. Well, oh.
Oh, well, actually, wait, hold on. You know everything, so why don't you show us, since we don't know how to pick up women, if there's a woman on here right now, why don't you show us how to pick a woman up, since you know it all?
You want to know how to do that? Oh, you know what you should do?
I know how.
You should turn off the BTR.
I was going to tell him. He asked me how.
Go ahead. Why don't you talk to that woman, show us how to talk to a woman? Why don't you do it, goof off? Stop playing Dungeons and Dragons. Go talk to the bitch.
But we love Dungeons and Dragons.
Put down your Ward of Warcraft down. And there's a piece of pussy on here. With the hurting and the pain.
Are we still on?
I've never played either of those games.
Yeah, we play Sims. Okay, then. Go talk to Sims.
Hey, Gary, how are you friends with...
I'm into cosplay, okay?
Hey, Gary, how are you friends with that fucking guy? You said you hate video games, and this fucker knows all about him.
Yeah, sir, you wanted me to show you how I pick her up. I call on the powers of the Dark Lord Evil Satan. I can do that now.
Yeah, exactly. My whole
point. Lord Satan,
right. Come into me, Satan. I have taken over his body now, and I am in command.
You better watch it. He's a level.
This is what your potion do to him.
I am the white devil.
Ladies and gentlemen, a 30-year-old virgin.
I will make you commit crimes and be in prison.
Girl will not have one and one on conversation.
I will. What do you want? Hey, Gary. Hey. Okay, everybody shut up. Gary, what do you want?
We weren't talking.
I'm here.
Talk to Gary. We'll take a shit.
To talk to Steve. And just
Gary. I don't want to talk to Steve. I want to talk to Gary because this is the Gary Brodsky's show, not the Gary. Steve Gary. Irwin show.
I'm going to frame Steve like OJ.
Gary, how old is she, Gary?
Hey, if I wanted to talk like to a nigger, I would have called somebody else.
Oh, my God. Too far.
Wow.
Too
hey, honey,
wow.
You know what? I could find a good tree for you, huh?
Yeah, you can. As many white women as I fucked, I'm good.
I ain't white, honey.
You wouldn't want to fuck this white trash bitch anyway.
I don't like black folks.
Hey, I fuck all the white pussy. Hey, nothing like white pussy, man. Oh, that white pussy's good.
How many dips did you take in jail, fucker?
With her, though, it's probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, no. My caboose is not loose, honey.
I'm fucking all
I'm very selective. That's why I don't deal with people like you.
I'm calling from her vagina right now.
Hello? Man, that white pussy is good in a motherfucker.
I'm calling from her white pussy right now. I don't know if you can hear me in here.
I'll get that. She probably looks like Gollum or something. All those daddy issues.
Thanks a lot, XYZ.
I don't need a motherfucker.
This is where I...
Man, Jingo Dick.
I live in here. In her
Hey, Mr. Wannabe Black. Stop posing with your voice.
Hey,
you're not black. You're not really black. What are you, a Lexington Steel? I don't think so, honey. I know some good fucking nigger ass, and you know what? You're not any of it. I know it.
Well, did you see this? Hey, Marsha, what was she wearing today? I don't know. Let's go to the Peach Pit. Man, the girl looked good.
You like Beverly Hills 90210? 90210? You fucking gay wad.
Let's call the Gary Brodsky show because the bitch is going to be calling a little while.
You know why? That's exactly it. I wanted to talk to Gary. I didn't want to talk to some gay-ass man named Steve.
Well, can we put down the Dungeons & Dragons for a little while? Just to play
Dungeons & Dragons,
man. I mean,
we're playing BTR right now.
You sound like an Uncle Tom talking to his master. Lord.
Hopefully she'll suck our dicks. Wow, you never got your dick sucked? No, I have. I've been hanging out my mother's.
Hey, you know what, Steve? What do you eat? Like KFC? Do you play at KFC or do you like to play Popeyes?
You ever get your dick sucked, sir?
Hello, Louisiana fast. Ow! That's what you like it, huh? That's right, fucker.
You're the first one of the Martian deal with Demon Cam.
What'd you say? I can't even hear you. You're just mumbling like a black fool.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't talking. I was, bitch.
Oh, okay. Bitch. You're such a porch monkey and you fucking know it.
This is what happens when you
this
don't
is what
have
happens a- when your mother didn't fucking leave the cum bubbles alone. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking born is what it is.
Of course I'm a whore. You're absolutely right. I'm hey, that's
a little
a
whore. You want to be a whore?
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That was the nicest thing you called me as a whore.
Hey, did you actually go to prison? I'm just wondering, seriously. Not even making fun, just wondering. Did you ever go to prison?
For being a whore? Hey, for having fucking white women like you with their husbands watching. It's a great thing. I love how y'all do y'all shit.
Went to prison, so you actually did go to prison. Did you get fucked in the ass after you took that swig of Pruno? Or did you work your ass in prison? They worked your ass, huh?
Hey, go ahead. Hey, go ahead.
You're so slow, you don't even know. Hey, you know what? I got a question for you. How many fucking fingers up that ass of yours?
Oh, yeah.
How many fingers can you shove up your ass? Or is it the whole fucking thing?
I don't know if she knows. I never crossed her.
Oops, that's the wrong file. I'm sorry.
You're so slow. My God, is it because you're black or what?
Oh.
Like,
turn that
brown eye blue.
Yeah, we were muted. Are you on your World of Warcraft, big guy? Because you sure ain't talking no pussy.
World of Warcraft.
I just turned them off. I couldn't take it.
Show gives me a
I just took a big shit and I can't tell if it looks more like that black guy or Gary's melting face.
What are you people doing?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Calling in. He's just skipping around him.
No, it is basically usually I do an impersonation of what people become and they do it for me, so it sort of helps me out.
Yeah.
Remember, people, we're helping him out.
About 50.
Are
we? I bet she's young and good looking, actually.
She sounds like her pussy look like chewed up meat and shit.
Oh, no, that's not roast beef, honey.
Like that? Yes, he thinks like an old Bill Parmesan hero.
What the fuck is he laughing about? That's not funny.
I would rather have people like this than abolish free speech. And you know what their goal is? To get enough people to complain. They don't even know who they're working for. So that free speech is gone.
Wait a minute. Is that what we're trying to do?
That's when Gary brought up FEMA camps. That goes along with the whole agenda that they're pushing and they don't even know it.
Oh, my God.
There's homeless people that live more interesting lives than those clowns.
They would know. Yeah. Fucking homeless. Bums. He probably brings bums in.
You got a compliment out of that. They said I take steroids, so I don't.
Yes, you do.
That's a compliment. They called him a horse.
You can tell. You took them and then you stopped, and now your face, your whole body is melting.
Yeah, I don't.
George says I'm the only girl he's talked to in 30 years.
That's the other shit she said. What's the other black thing? I forgot. Whatever she said. I don't know. That's the other shit. While the face is still in your ass in the air, you good. You call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. I'm getting a pussy anyway, so it's all good.
Oh, my God. Oh. Ew.
You know, I know you're a tough guy. I know Garrett is a tough guy, in case you didn't know that. I would love to meet these people in person.
Why? So I can fuck you up?
In person. Ain't shit people hide behind shit.
Beer.
I bet you they even called it show secretly and shit.
Mistress Morgan.
Yeah, they have 10 million phone numbers. I'm surprised anybody in the world can get a phone number.
And that's the most amazing thing. If those guys took all that energy that they're using to joke around and put that into getting some pussy, they'd be okay. But because they ain't gonna get no pussy.
I'm starting to feel bad about myself.
You have a cat? That still counts, right?
I'm hanging up, guys. I'm hanging up.
Oh, okay.
We could just keep masturbating.
Amiable. You ready for him? Okay.
I'm
going to
explain to Brad that we can masturbate.
What's
still.
Up, Gary? Hey, come on. What happened to you from last week? You're normal.
What's up, Gary?
It's called peer pressure.
Okay. Yeah, no shit. You got a couple of seconds to like start normalizing, or you're going to be off the show.
He'll never do it. Kick him off.
I mean, why?
That's not Gozer, according to Ishii.
No? What the fuck are you calling in for, then?
Stupid, right?
No, that's funny.
You did a LOL by killing 15 seconds on the show.
You're calling in to talk to a guy? Is that what you're doing? You have no questions? You just want to hear a guy's voice and shit? I mean, is this Brokeback Mountain show? What the fuck is going on?
They just want guys or girls to call. What the hell?
That is pretty stupid.
He claims that more females listen to the show than anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong with you? Man.
We got two listening. I know that.
Right now.
Three.
Shit.
Two and a half.
So, we'll call you George from last week. Do you have anything to say? Anything like any questions or?
George from last week.
The trolling was really bad this week.
Is that XYZ doing that?
Well, fuck him. Do you have any questions yourself that you have, might have?
He hung up.
Wow.
He got
away.
Trolling is really bad this week. And then he hung up.
If you want to call that.
Well, at least he somehow is caught between two worlds.
Yeah, the world.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, he doesn't know who he is, so he's going to be swayed either way. When y'all were talking to him, he was starting to kind of come around a little bit, and then got around those, whatever you want to call them, and there you go.
He's not even with us, fucker. So.
Hey, I do want to say this for, and I say this as no joke to the woman and all the guys. I really mean this real talk. On my honor as a man, I mean this. I put this on my family how much I mean this to you guys.
Get to it.
For the guys that called in, the ones that were joking around, the ones that sound like they weren't getting any pussy, and even the whore that called in, I honestly will say this. If I could give you guys a fruit basket, I would.
He is a fruit.
Individuals like you that get me so much that
I have to take a moment to say thank you for being in bitch-ass guys like you are. You see, guys like you get guys like us pussy by your behaviors. When you are walking around staring at a woman like you're going to cut her up and, you know, put her in the refrigerator to boil her and eat her with soup, whatever the fuck you eat her with, you know, they run to guys like me. Because guys like you, when your foot is in the fire and you have an opportunity to get some pussy, you're going to buckle under pressure.
Hey, Cross, have you ever run around looking at a woman like you wanted to fucking cut her up and put her in the freezer?
Yeah. Oh, damn it. I'm out of here.
I appreciate you. I'm not mad at you guys for who you are.
How big is your penis?
Fucking act like you.
How big is your penis?
Like you are acting. That means you're not getting any ass. And
ask
I know
him how big is his penis.
We're going to let Mistress Morgan get a hold of this fucker next.
Morgan, ask how big his penis is.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's all I had, Gary.
That was very nice of you. Fruit basket. Perfect. It fits perfectly, actually.
maybe a fruit cake.
No, I would get him a bat, not a cake. I don't want to shortchange him. All the pieces, no, I appreciate it. I want to show how much I appreciate it. I can't say thank you enough. And I'm not even joking about this. You don't understand.
No, I know you're not.
with people who listen right now think I'm joking, who don't know me, y'all got to understand something. These guys get guys like us so much pussy. It's unbelievable. I can't even. I mean, some of these guys that called, the guys earlier, I'm gonna give them a bit of the doubt. They might even get married. They might get a muscle.
Not based on Gary's advice.
But even with that being said, your wife is never gonna be satisfied, and she will always look for a motherfucker like me, regardless of how. Ring that you give her, how big?
Yeah, he sounds like we're fresh out the pen.
Mad at you. I just look.
Well, he's going off the fact that he was married six times while inside.
The best loser you can be. Don't shortchange yourself. Keep doing what you're doing, but do it more. Don't.
Okay, I'll prank you more. Fuck.
Follow the current through because I'm gonna tell you. One day you're gonna get slip into some pussy. One day.
Yeah.
You're going to buy a house for that bitch, a car, and all that other stuff. Ooh. And by that time, the bitch you're doing is, she's going to be a cat woman. She ain't be fuckable by then. But what I'm saying for you guys is that all she's going to need is...
You know, he's talking about how big his dick is, an awful lot. I'm pretty sure he's oversizing it.
Who does she go to? She can't complain that you a five-minute man. Wrecked you how to eat pussy. You don't know how to fuck correctly. You don't know how to make her wet. So what's going to happen
is... I watch porno. I know how to do it.
...be a guy like me. What's going to happen is I'm just going to be sitting there chilling. She's like, hey, Steve, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what's going on? Oh, nothing. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. And I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and go to lunch? Well, I don't know if I'm sure about that. Well, you know what? When you're ready to go to lunch, you let me know. Might be a few days, guys. Might be a week. Might be a month. But eventually, she's going to come around, and she's going to want to talk to me. And you know what she's going to say? Well, do you mind going to lunch? I'll be like, okay, let's go to lunch. So we'll go to lunch. You know
what
she's going
to
do?
McDonald's.
Sit there and tell me everything that you're doing wrong. You know, I don't want to put my business out there, but, you know, he's just a two-minute guy. You know, he's nervous. He cries. He pees.
What the fuck?
He wants a month in the mind.
He talks too much. How can he get pussy? He talks too much.
I just don't understand him. And all I'm going to do is I'm just going to sit there and listen, and I'm going to say the one word that's going to end your relationship. I'm going to say, you know what? And I'm going to say, she's going to say, what? I'm going to say, never mind. What was you about to say? I say, look. The reason I say never mind is because I want to say something to you, but I know if I tell you this, it's going to destroy your relationship. And just that little seed of curiosity, she is not going to be able to sleep that night. Because, you know, she's going to – see, what she's going to do is she's going to fight her feelings. She knows she wants the dick from me. But what she's going to do is she's going to go home to you. And she's going to try to have sex one last time. She's going to call you up. She's going to get the maid outfit and all the other stuff. And all you're going to be doing is, you know, on your computer playing Dungeons and Dragons with all the other freak-ass guys that just called in. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I don't have time. But baby, I and she'll be like, well, you know what? Fuck it.
And then instead of calling me up to go to the restaurant, she goes, "I'm going to meet somewhere else private. Maybe we can go to the park and hang out," where it's just a one-on-one situation. So I got that dude there. Matter of fact, when I tear a pussy up, I'm going to tell her, "Look, you know what? Don't even."
No. Ew. Oh, my God. This guy's gross.
If that's his idea of, like, the best place to go fuck. It's like, let's go to the park. So yeah. that means he's living at home with his fucking mom. Because
he's fucking homeless.
He's homeless.
Yeah, Carly Duck's back.
I got Parnell typing in the chat.
Gary, appreciate this guy because
okay.
I can't tell you how many times I'm laying in the bed with bare women, and all they do is complain about them, about what they're not doing.
Yeah,
and it all starts with you being a goofy instead of. Instead of you coming on to a show that has help, instead of you coming on the show that is here to help you grow, you rather come on here and goof off. And karma, guys, I can't go through the TV screen and choke the shit out of you. I can't do it.
We're not on TV, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I'll be joking, but I can't do that. So what karma does for me, it allows me to fuck your women. So that's just how it is. I didn't mean to take up your time, but I just wanted to let people know how things work, their future.
Gary's going to fire back with, wow.
I love fucking women, though. He's right.
You're gold.
You like what?
Just being 1,000, man. Every day. Those guys got
to be. Gary's over there fapping to it or something.
It's not even Gary's show anymore. He fucking gave it over to this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, all the shit that they saying right now, they'll never say that shit to any black man. Yeah, they ain't going to say any of that shit. What they do.
Actually, I have, so.
The pencil pocket protectors, and all they do is walk away. That's all. So.
Getting some issues there, Dashi.
Yeah, sure.
So, in case there's anybody that's, you know, new to the show or whatever and wondering what the fuck is going on, I would just pose the question, what would each of you guys say to somebody who's, like, new and, I don't know, terrified of women? What would be the first thing they should do?
Well, wait, can you ask that question again?
And just like tuned in, and you know, for some reason he's still here after hearing all that nonsense. But you know, maybe he's terrified of women, just like afraid to even walk up to one. Besides, you know, not being like those guys, where should that person start?
Well, one thing we need to start at the truth. What I would start is I would ask that individual, "What do you want from a woman?" Because the thing that a lot of guys, and I'm talking to guys that are probably just hearing me for the first time or what have you, I always like to give you this analogy of food. You see, every guy listening to me who and this is for the guys afraid of women. I'm going to explain something to you. When it comes to food, for instance, what's your favorite food, big dog? What's something that you love to eat?
Me?
Yes.
Did you say chicken?
Either. Other than
I like calamari, clams.
Okay, let's
chicken Alfredo.
Okay, let's say chicken Alfredo. Okay, what happens for a lot of you guys out there is that it's the same thing with women, but you just are separating the two. See, when you guys are hungry, there's something inside of you that drives you to eat and drink, because if you don't, you starve. And what you guys are failing to realize is women are the same way. See, when you want to get something to eat, your mind then clicks and it gives you a choice. Do you want hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, Chinese food, French, Italian? You know, it gives you choice. What do you want to eat? And then what do you want to drink? That's what happens. But what you guys are forgetting, it's the same thing with women. When you meet a woman, that passion, if you have it, will drive you to do the same thing. It's just right now you are giving too much power into a woman. Instead of you going to the redwood forest, as I said earlier today, chopping down the tree and building a throne,
you're doing those things, but you're building a throne for the woman. You're putting a woman on a pedestal. You're rolling fruit at her feet. And she hasn't even qualified or said anything to deserve that type of treatment. Instead, you need to learn how to cut that redwood tree down.
Ooh.
Build a thing that you can sit on and you can live by. That's the most important thing for you guys, because you don't understand your value. You don't know your worth. And if you don't value and worth your and have and feel that you're worth something, what do you think a woman's going to feel about you, especially when your foot's in the fire? So you can be afraid all you want. What I'm trying to tell you is the fear that you have is a fear that can be controlled, just like your hunger for food. You're not scared of the food. You don't know what to say to the food.
Jesus, I can't wait. He asked this question to Gary and this fucking guy. This guy takes 10 minutes to explain the same thing over and over.
No, this guy sucks.
It will force you to get up off of your ass and go get something to eat.
He likes to hear himself talk.
You have the same drive, determined, and feeling when you see a woman. Regardless of...
Prank call mania wants to know if Gary's balls rolled on the floor. Where the fuck is he?
And if you're
I
not
think he finally swallowed his own face.
Is you really just need to...
Yeah, that is fucking blowing this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Women that you hang out with. And I do want to say this real quick, because there is news to all this. You got to understand something, guys. Guys like me will sniff guys like you out. And I'm just being honest with you. And what they will do is they will befriend you, because they know you know where all the ass is. So they will friend you just to get into the group and take everything in the group. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you're going to have to make a choice and draw a line in the sand and realize either you're going to hunt with us or be hunted by us.
What's he doing? Like giving Gary advice now?
He took over.
Your food,
this is bullshit.
Your brain,
he's completely derailed.
Anything for you. So, guys, I hate not making a cute fairy tale and saying everything's going to be okay.
I bet all the bitches he finds are all like, you talk too fucking much.
And you told me it was. So hopefully that's
sitting there having sex and fucking talking through the whole thing. I'll fucking leave it.
Kidding. He probably doesn't even know they left.
One thing I was gonna say is that, you know, for guys who are afraid to approach a woman, it's natural for guys to have fears, but what are guys really made to do is conquer their fears and do it anyway.
Conquer.
You know, my thing is you can't do it anyway. Conquer. Do it anyway. You'd be amazed how that can
be. Why is that, Gary? Because we're a feminine man?
Feminine.
Yeah, fucking Gary has a problem saying that word. He always blasts it all over his page.
Feminine.
About men being effeminate.
Light.
Yeah.
Light turned off right now. We went into complete darkness forever. No more power. No more Facebook. No more Twitter, no more Instagram. It's just the lights are out. Then we are going to go into our primal nature, and that's where there's going to be a structure being held down. The
sure.
alpha
structure.
Will be,
you know what it sounds like? It's the Asiatics.
You guys will be safe. Mm. That's how it works. Because, and as long as you have that mindset of you're afraid to talk to women, I just want to let you know that if a woman smells fear on you or smells you bleeding once a month in your mind,
she'll bite you.
She is not going to respect you as a man, and she's going to treat you like a bitch.
That's kind of true. I'm going to go with that one.
That is so true.
Gary's like, it's so true.
We have
I'm
going to
have to agree on
that. Who's who or who's what, but you want to take a shot here?
Yeah, let's eat. Let's go.
Okay. Hi, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hello.
Gary.
Hello?
Hi, sound normal. Just threw me off.
Hi. I had a question. One of my friends is a huge fan of your show, and he sent me a couple things, I guess, to your website, but I have no idea what to do with them. I was hoping you could help me.
I guarantee you it's only a phone call, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, he gave me this tube. It says, bend over. What is that even about? I don't get it. What am I?
I can tell you exactly what you do. You bend over, and you sign up with the Gay Coalition, and you
No, Gary, that's be nice to the young man. He knows he doesn't know any better because any guy calling another guy and talking like he wants to fuck him and have the other guy call your show because he's not
fuck Carlito. I can't call you anymore.
A lot of these young men.
I can't call another he man said, yeah, talking yeah, how yeah. I want to fuck
like women, thinking that's how they get women. You can tell this young man cannot get a piece of pussy if one was in his face.
Oh, that's so mean.
If he wants to joke around. So this is a great lesson for people to listen to. These are the guys. Look, guys, don't be mean to these guys. These guys will lead you to pussy. There's no reason to be mean at them. Listen, let them be who they are. Everybody has an order and a structure and something they need to do. And this guy right here, if he took all the energy to get some pussy, he would, but he can't because he doesn't know how. So he thinks he'd rather call the show and talk about cues and laugh and snicker on the phone. And I think that's great because one day somebody's going to take his woman from him and he's going to remember this moment. He's going to be like, damn, if I only really was being real with myself, maybe I was able to keep the woman, but I can't keep her.
I guarantee he does not have a woman.
Oh, no,
she's on the screen.
Well, here's the thing. No, here's the thing, Gary. He'll get a woman because, like I said before, women hunt men. And a woman who is done fucking and sucking dick is going to want security. So what she'll do, she'll hunt this bitch-ass guy down. He's so busy thinking about cubes or so far in the forest he can't see the trees. He's going to take him for everything he's got.
And we have seen that happen.
Yeah, this guy might be onto something.
I think this is a great lesson for anybody that's listening to your show on how not to be. Because as long as you act in this way, you can tell. Once you really get this shit down, guys, you can tell the guys who can't fuck by their behaviors. It's like night and day. And this
a lot of women actually say that. They can tell a guy is in bed by the way he talks, walks, acts.
Yeah. Instead of pussy. I say, hey, you want to talk about cues?
You don't talk right. I bet you don't fuck very well.
Okay. Don't we have any other? We have another caller.
All about that voice.
We got a whole list. I got like maybe 1,000 here.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, Gary.
How you doing?
Is it always me that ends up on here?
I had a question for you. That's okay.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, so Steve... What do you think a woman's role in society is?
Well, what do you think a woman's role in society is? I know what it is. I would like to hear what you think. What do you think her role is?
Now, I asked you a question, and I thought you were going to answer.
Sure, I'm going to answer the question, but I'm asking you, what do you think? That much power.
We've lost the fucking call machine.
Why would you give a strength?
That's sloth send.
You don't know anything about. Why would you give her that kind of power and you don't know shit about? She doesn't even qualify to be on your roster. Why would I give her that kind of power?
All right, I got to text.
Okay, I never
thought that back. It was a
character. You know, family figures, you know, maybe.
Well, I'm seeing right here in the Skype. It's
always enough to be a stranger, right?
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Well, I don't fucking eat and shit at the same place. So I don't fuck with women at work. So no, that doesn't work.
Okay, well, I'm not not necessarily saying that. See, my problem here is when I say a woman, you automatically assume it's someone you're trying to court. Because when I first asked you the question, you automatically jumped to this.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
I don't have women friends. I never had a woman friend because every woman I want to be with, I want to fuck. So why do I want to hang out with a woman I want to fuck? And watch sports with a woman I want to fuck. That's what I got guy friends for, to watch sports and shit like that. So why
do you want to fuck his friends while watching football?
Let me ask you a question, because you sound like you have a bunch of women friends, don't you? And I'm not even being funny here, because I got another question to ask you after that. Do you have a bunch of women friends?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here's the million-dollar question, and I'm not trying to be funny. This is not a joke, I promise you. I just want you to answer it honest with me. I'm going to ask you this, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just being, please answer it in the most honest way possible. Now, two questions. Now, are any of these women attractive? Yes or no?
See, the thing is, this guy can't hold a woman for more than one night.
Okay. And I'm not trying, I'm not trying to be funny. But I'm about to ask you, I'm not trying to be funny. I just want you to answer it. Can you please explain to me what you do with beautiful, attractive women that you call friends? What do y'all do? What is it like hanging out with a beautiful woman and not trying to fuck her? What is that like? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking, what do you do on a, what do you talk about with them? Like traffic?
So you're asking me to give you a play by play of every woman that I've ever considered a friend, and then tell you specifically what my conversations with them have been in the past.
Well, it's because I don't understand. I'm just trying to understand.
You don't know what it's like to have a conversation with a woman that doesn't have anything to do with sex. Is that what you're saying?
What do you talk about? I'm being honest. I'm not trying to be funny. What do you talk about with the woman? Now, you said you have attractive women here. So to me, that's like a lion hanging out with a zebra. So I don't understand. So I'm asking you, and I'm not trying to be funny, what do you talk about? When you're with a beautiful woman, what do you talk about? What is the conversation like?
Okay, which one?
Okay, I'll let you pick. I don't know. Just choose one sexy friend of yours that if you had the opportunity to fuck, I'm sure you would fuck her. But we know you do that, right? But what do you talk about?
Do you think? Okay, so you're at, okay. So anything? Okay, so if I said that I watched a TV show that another woman watched and I had a conversation about the TV show.
No, I'm asking you, what do you talk about? It's a simple question. What do you talk to?
Okay. Let's see. Music, movies, books, personal experiences.
Really? So let me get this right. I want you to be honest. Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you want to say?
If
she offered you the pussy, would you take it, yes or no?
Every single one of these people is the same person.
No, I'm just, okay, I'm taking, oh, let's take Becky. All right, I'll just throw a name. Let's take a reference.
So you're saying, would I have sex with any of my female friends?
The ones that you're attracted to, because you know they're sexy.
Would I have sex with any of them, any of those people? So now what you're trying to do is you're trying to take a bunch of these personal relationships I have and reduce them down to a sexual relationship.
If it's possible
to have a personal relationship with someone, it's also possible to have a sexual relationship with them. Is that not correct?
What do you think you're really here to do on this planet? Do you think you're here to hang out with the food? Do you think that's what you're supposed to do?
Are you asking? Are you asking? Hang out with the food.
hang out with the food. Is that what you just said? Hang out with the food.
Hang out with
okay.
the food.
Okay, so now you're saying that everyone who isn't your own gender is a substance to be consumed. Do you see how fucked up that is? 50% of the planet is a substance to be consumed. How do you think any progress to be made in society when half of the people in the world are nothing but something to be consumed for you?
Well, here.
That sounds like ape logic. Ape.
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck.
Without you interrupt, that was a comma. I let you speak. I want to.
Oh, shit.
Answer your question.
Okay. You know what? How about you take the dicks out of your mouth and then talk?
Your statement,
so I can hear you. Take the dicks out of your mouth and then say what you're going to say.
This is where it's going. See, hold on. My next question I want to ask you, were you raised by your mother or were you both your parents?
Both my parents.
And when Dad got in trouble, did you want to kill him?
What the fuck is Gary giggling about?
When Dad got in trouble with who?
Did your dad tell you happy wife, happy life? What did your dad teach you about women? Did he teach you anything about women?
Yeah, he told me that women are people to be respected. A woman is a person with a gender.
How old are you, young man? How old are you? 20? You sound like you're 20. 21? How old are you?
Well, why does this have to be personal now?
I'm bringing this
up. How about you tell me how old you are?
I'm 43 years old. I've been talking since 13.
Yeah, right.
Is that something to be proud of?
Okay, yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
When he was in prison.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. How old are you and how much pussy have you had in your life?
Is that how he measures, like, success in his life? How much pussy he's had?
If I told you that I had sex with 10 women a week.
No, because you said.
It doesn't matter what the fuck I say, because your decision has already been made. That's the way the conversation is going. It doesn't matter what I say to you. You're not going to believe it because you're trying to put me into a stereotype. That's all this is. Anyone who doesn't believe your specific brand of philosophy is wrong. They don't get pussy. They don't know how to talk. Do you see where this is going?
Young man, I want to know.
This is a fucking joke.
I want to know what woman is forcing you to talk like a bitch. Is she behind you right now telling you that?
Me and the eye stand behind him.
why can't this be something that, why can't this be a personal philosophy that I believe?
Well, no, you can't.
Is it because I don't believe in subjecting half of the population to being nothing more than a substance to be consumed?
I don't want to consume half of the population because I don't want to reduce them down to nothing but a gender or a set of genitals.
You believe that I'm all forced to talk like this.
I'm mad at you. I'm glad of who you are.
No, I know you're glad. I know you're glad because it makes your position in life easier, right?
I know, Bob, if you're willing to play the boxer in society,
the people who are willing to try to make the society better end up being taken advantage of by the people who act as sharks. I know that's what you believe. You've made that clear.
How do I take advantage when I'm all about honesty? I don't need to lie to a woman. Why?
No. You're not honest because you know what? The next time you court a woman, I dare you to say to them, "I'm just in this for the sex." Let's see how far you get with that.
Hold on, big guy. You know who the fuck you're talking to?
Real quick, if you can, move your mouth a little bit away from the microphone and phone so it's not muffled. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, here's the thing, big guy. Here's the thing. I appreciate who you are being an asexual male. I'm not mad at you. I think we need more guys like you to hang out with.
Really? So how do you know that's the case?
Let him finish.
Because the way you are behaving is not like a man. You are defending women. You have
female. So what is?
Come on, Bobby. You got to drop it so we can get these other people in.
Okay, so if I see Mr. Morgan and Parnell, as a substance to be consumed, that means I'm not a man.
No, I didn't. I said you're male. You're not a man. You're a male. That's okay. You're a male. You're functioning. You're asexual.
No. It's okay. Let me ask you. When you grew up, were you?
Do you know what the definition of asexual is?
What the definition of asexual is? That's like pussy.
No.
You know,
That's not the case with me. So why are you claiming that is?
Well, okay. Oh, so you are getting pussy, huh? You getting pussy, huh? Really? Okay. Let me ask you a question. How many pussies does a woman have? That's
what?
Not even. So,
where is this going, man? Where is this going?
Do you expect me to not know the answer to that question?
Do you expect me really to not know the answer to that question?
It's not a trick question.
You don't know the answer to the question. I guarantee you. I haven't heard from Gary in over
45 minutes.
Yeah, I have no idea how many. You made such a good point just then.
Well, how do you expect to get pussy when you soft, man? Did you get a trophy?
Oh, now he's soft.
Yeah.
Everybody a winner?
We need to finish up this call.
Your dad didn't show you how to be a man.
Come on, we gotta wrap it up, Bob.
You're 43, right? What year was it when you were 18?
I was 18. Geez, 1990, 89, 90, somewhere. Trying to do the math.
How do you see a man's position in society? How is a man defined by his position in society in 1980 versus 2014?
Well, and when I grew up, you went after what you wanted and you didn't lie.
Hold on. Okay.
That saved it.
And then I'm going to let somebody else on. All right, look. All right. I fed my pet tiger some peyote, and he won't stop listening to A Tribe Called Quest. You know what's going on with that?
What's going on with what? I'm sorry. What did you say? No, I lost. You lost me with that one. What did you say?
I fed my pet tiger some peyote, and he won't stop listening to A Tribe Called Quest.
Enough of this idiot. You hear the boy?
He's an idiot. Okay.
Here's the thing, Jerry.
Get on the phone. As soon as he opens his mouth and you hear that voice, you know what's going to come out of it. Did you hear all that circular female logic and the stuttering and he couldn't answer a direct question?
Common sense and intelligence is female.
They cut you off, man. I was going to keep talking. But what happened with that young man, I hope he calls back. What happened is that young man is feminized. Young men today, they want to hang out at the Peach Pit. They watch Friends, How I Met Your Mother, and Seinfeld, and they think, because society has shown them, that, you know what, the lions have to hang out with the zebras. And you see how he got offended by the fact of me asking, what do you talk about with women? And he's talking about, see, either you're talking about fucking or you talking about stupid shit with a woman. I mean, that's what we're here to do, to fuck. I mean, really, we are. And
somebody needs to ask him how many kids he has.
Yeah, but he's under the impression that you can hang out with a bunch of women, but he's going to be the same guy with someone like you, Gary, or the other guy, myself, takes his woman. He'd be like, I thought she liked me.
Nobody on that show is stealing any bitches from anyone. So
that's the kind of guy because... What he wants? Where's he at? Is he still on? Did y'all hang up on him? Because he was.
Let me bring somebody else on. Then we get back to him.
Okay. Don't hang up because we.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
I was just going to say that you can tell the brainwashing because he thinks that somehow because it's 2014 that somehow that nullifies thousands of years of us being around. He's bought into the dad, like you said, dad wasn't around to teach him anything. And he was raised by the school.
I would never teach my kid any of the bullshit that these guys spew.
Yes, the BS and the school. And so he doesn't know anything.
I don't even let my kid listen to the prank calls I do.
This and that. And when he talks about being honest, when you talk about backdooring women, that's what he's doing. If he is getting pussy, if that's the case, and if he's trying to be friends with all these women, then he's being more dishonest than... just going up and telling her, pretty much like it is, and say, hey, this is what I want, versus trying to hang out with her for 2 years, and then one day they're like, try to grab their ass, and then it's a big blow-up because he wasn't honest with her in the first place.
Yeah, he's the guy that's saving the whales and saving the platypus and and all these and saving the trees because
the platypus.
I think he said the planet puss. I don't know who the fuck knows.
Dad in your house doesn't mean he's a man. Because if that was my son, he'd get punched in the fucking chest. And I wouldn't even claim that motherfucker would be my son.
You'd end up in prison just like Adrian Peterson.
Man. But right. I wanted to talk to him later. I know you got some other calls here, but I want to say, wherever you are, you stay on the line because I'm still interested. I gotta put this shit up. This shit is funny as fuck.
Let me go ahead, I know. Okay, let's see. How you doing? You're on the air.
God damn it.
Yes, hello. How you doing? There's a bunch of people calling
That's
in.
That's crazy.
You ordered a tracer. Tracer machine.
There we go.
Hey, what's up, Gary? I'm just kidding with you. All right. You know what? I just wanted to call in support of everything that you're saying. You know, these people are calling in just tune in the show. I listen to it every week on my way to work, and you truly bring a lot of joy to my life.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you know, every time I'm in the car, I grab my cock and I just start rubbing real hard.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. But see, just like that other caller, they don't know how to get pussy. The only difference, there are two sides of the spectrum. This guy who just called in doesn't know how to talk to women, so he'd rather joke with a bunch of men. Well, you had the other guy, he hangs out with women, but he doesn't see the value in getting pussy right at your doorstep. So
the guy doesn't realize that Bob Vance's call was a complete joke.
Okay, you want him back, Steve? You got him. Here he is.
Let's bring that motherfucker back. He's all right. I feel bad for the
kid. Yeah, hi, Gary, again. It's me. You know, I also wanted to talk about when I'm driving down the road, you know, I look at...
Wrong guy. Okay, ready?
That's right.
Okay, how you doing?
Hello, Gary. How's it going?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm very good. My name's Tiffany.
Tiffany, that's a unique one.
Oh, well, not really. But I've been a longtime listener, and I was just listening to the show tonight, and I just have a few questions for you guys. Like, are you saying that it's better for a guy not to know how to talk to a woman and just to want to fuck her? So what happens after you fuck her? Then what? Do you guys just sit there in silence, or how does that work?
Did I answer the question, Tiffany? Tiffany, after we get done fucking, we can talk about anything you want because that's the goal. You, for some reason, you think that every guy that you hang out with wants to be your friend. They want to fuck you. Once they fuck you, y'all could be the best of friends. But Tiffany, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Do you have guy friends that act like they don't want to have sex with you?
No, not very many of them.
But so let me get this straight. So mostly every guy that you meet wants to have sex with you. Am I correct?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then you answered your own question.
Well, no, what I'm wondering, though, is how easy is it for you to fuck girls, as you say, if you can't even have a conversation with them prior? So all you want is, it seems, is just sex, right?
Okay. Okay, I don't know to answer that question. See, the thing is, I don't have to fuck you, per se, to get you to submit the pussy to me. See, when you have the gift of gab, I can get you on the phone and make you play with the pussy and come over the phone and submit it to me before I put my dick inside you. I'm not you. I'm just talking about females.
Please, not on the show, Steve. Yeah.
Well, women don't to hear guys talk fucking their ear off all the time. And to me, it sounds like you think you're some sort of fucking Tommy Sotomayor or something. When in actuality, what both of you guys probably need is to be bent over and fucked with my big 18-inch strap on. And then I think you guys would sort of get it in your head that you should have a submissive role when there's women around.
Okay, well, let me ask you, how old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 25.
You should, really? Because it really? So you're 25. How many
what, do I sound younger than that to you or what?
No.
Let
me tell you something, people. 40 is not closer to 20. It's closer to 60. But how many partners do you have? Have you had in your life?
That's not really any of your business, but definitely far less than you, I'm sure.
Well,
But I'm saying, if you're a whore, you're a whore. I mean, just be proud of it. You don't need
who
to.
Who said anything about that? Who said anything about that? You guys are the ones that sound like whores to me. How many kids do you have, black person?
Thank you.
And that is the kindest thing you said. Thank you very much, because you know what? I am proud to be a whore. I asked you
a question. How many kids do you have that you know about?
How many what now?
How many children do you have that you're aware exist?
I have all my children. I have four children. They're all in marriage. I don't have any children
that you know about.
I don't have any children out of wedlock because I've always wrapped up. I've always protected myself.
Right.
I tell every guy out there, wrap up.
I didn't have your side.
Let me ask you guys a different question.
How big are your cocks?
Well, wait a second.
I think Steve would win this one, okay?
Hold on, Gary, one second. What does cock size have to do with the cost of tea in China?
It has a lot to do with the cost of tea in China. If you have a C that you're fucking talking about, more like lying about getting, if you have a tiny, pathetic, worthless little piece of flesh between your legs. Which is what it sounds like you guys have. And it sounds like you guys are pretty bitter.
You didn't hear the show when Steve's old ex-girlfriend showed up and was bragging about him, about how he could eat pussy and all this stuff.
No, I can't get, she's right. I can't get women.
What it sounds like is that you guys are just really, really bitter about the lack of pussy.
I have a fire blood. Hey, how you doing? You on the air?
Hello. I had a question.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question to the black guy who said in 1989 he's 13, yet he's 43 years old. That would be 38, you stupid nigger. Get to my plantation. My name is George. Get here.
Pastor George.
Wow, George. Tell us how you really feel.
Let's try to get in real quick.
He was paying attention.
He was 18, not 13. You want George?
Yeah, put George back on. I want to put the bitch back on before after George, but put George on.
Okay, fine. Here you got George.
Oh, if we leave it on, he might go back to Mr. Morgan.
It is going.
We're gonna have Parnell jump in with it.
How much pussy you get?
Well, I don't have to announce the kind of pussy that I'm getting. Real men don't do that.
Wait, here's the plan. We'll leave it in here because he wants to talk to Mr. Morgan again. And at some point, we'll have Parnell jump in on the call, too.
And also, another thing, you keep avoiding my questions, you dumb fuck.
Gary, do it real quick. Hold on, wait. George, I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Gary, this is what I want you to do.
Tell me what you need to do, dumbass.
Gary, we have George, 13 years old,
my ass.
Open up the other female's mic for a second.
Okay.
And if she's on,
I got her. You guys muted me
because it was getting all too real for you, wasn't it?
Hold on, wait. I want to ask you a question. Wait, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to be honest. Now, you hear this other guy talking. Does he sound like the kind of guy that's getting a lot of pussy?
Well, yeah, because it's the guys that talk about getting a lot of pussy that are either really, really lame in the sack or have tiny, worthless pieces of flesh between their legs that they like to call cocks. So, yes, I would say that he would probably, actually most definitely, get more pussy than you guys.
I'm 8 inches. How big are you guys?
Oh,
you're kidding. That was funny.
Oh, my God. Classic.
I like the martial arts. We also play around the financial markets, and we talk about money, and we talk about weightlifting, and we talk about martial arts.
Hang
on. We got muted.
That was amazing. But, hey, we'll talk to that lady in a second. I want that lady.
Okay, get ready again so they're going to fire back.
Believes her own bullshit. Anyway, who we got next? Who we got up next here?
I don't know. They want the same. Yeah, you want the lady again? I have her down
ladies.
Here.
Yeah, wait. Do we have any other calls? Or we have the lady? Wait, let's bring the lady in real quick before we grab another. Bring the lady back in.
Well, we're going to end in about 5 minutes, so, yeah.
Wednesday night, everybody. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I invite y'all to come on to our radio show, Any Woman. And if you want to hear how men really talk or what men really think, come on the show. I'm not alone. Right.
You got the lady back, Steve.
It's actually woman that thanks.
Oh, this. How long have you been married?
Well, just because you're not married doesn't make you not a woman, idiot.
Oh,
stupid.
Yeah. Don't be such a dumb fuck.
Yeah, you're talking to two women here.
Oh, we got two women. Okay. That's any right.
And yeah, baby, this is Parno, the owner of these two women.
Okay.
They're all hooked together.
I just want to know how many bastards do y'all own? How many bastards do you own?
You know, honey, we got a real man over here. Go ahead, Parnell. Tell him what's up.
Yeah, tell him, Parnell.
Okay. You expecting my girl?
Tell him what's up.
Parnell, you sound like a brother, huh?
One second. Hey, Gary, calm down. Let me talk to this other Negro
Hey, if you're a brother, fuck that white pussy, dog. I'm proud of you.
Hey,
fuck
she's a big girl.
You us brothers. Dude, oh, wait, she's fat.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with that? They need love also.
Wait. You mean to tell me this chick that was on the phone thinking that she was all pretty is a fat chick? How fat is she?
Both of them.
Partner, how big?
Whoa, you like getting hot in here, man?
I just have really big tits. That's the only part of me that's fat.
Hey, Gary. You had two fat women coming on the look, Parnell, do me a favor. Throw some food on the floor and see how fast they jump on that shit.
Steve fucking wants in on it.
Because big dog, they came over here acting like they were fat. How do you fat women wipe your asses and shit when you're fat? That's disgusting.
Garden hope. See the hire a guy with garden hope.
Four man relay.
Parnell,
hello?
He's
asking for me.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. Hey, man. I don't want to talk to the fat chick because I'll be making fat jokes. So go on to the next one. Who else do we have? Do you have anybody else?
I don't know. We're taking a shot, but shows
up. I thought he had 1,000 calls.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Gary. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
MJH.
Hi, Gary. My name is Briggs. I'm a bus driver. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You're a normal guy.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure it's
funny. Yeah, he's a normal guy.
No, this guy does a lot of shit. He's a bus driver. It's funny.
He's harassing me, too. And right after I got off the phone with you, I got this guy, and he claimed he was from Trenton, New Jersey. He was spouting off all these facts about Trenton. He's like, yeah, what Trenton makes, the world takes. And I had this other guy call up, and I couldn't tell if he was like mentally challenged or if he was French Canadian, and he was just talking about all this random stuff. But I'll tell you, they picked the wrong time to call because the next day I was driving a bus for an internet security conference, and they filled me in on what's going on, and they told me how to fix it. And I'm going to tell you how to fix it too. So what it is, there's a lot of the guy I spoke with. His name is Kevin Mitnick, and he was one of the lead speakers at this conference. God. He was bored, and he was on my bus, and I was talking about all the stuff that was happening. And he was saying that the NSA has hired so many of these contractors. We used to have government people who would do government work. Now the government hires these big corporations, and they hire people. And so they have access to all this technology. But they get bored. And when they get bored, they just start screwing around with stuff. And the way they're doing it is they're hacking in through the smart meters that you have on your house, your electrical meter.
What?
And there's something installed on there called, let me get over here, wrote it down. It's called a...
Kevin Mitnick told him this?
Integrated Central Telephony Universal System. And they hack in through that, and they can find what, if you're on a phone or if you're on the cell phone, and that's how they found, like, I was called into your show. They were able to find the carrier wave, and they did something called a 1337 hack, and able to get my phone number, and they're harassing me.
That sounds legit.
When you get one of them on the phone, just kind of string them along, but you got to go over to your circuit breakers in your house,
and you got to turn all your circuit breakers off in a sequence about, like, you know, turn one circuit breaker off, wait 5 seconds, turn the next one off.
One,
turn
two, three.
All the way down. And what that does is it shuts off that system in the smart meter, puts it in dormant mode. Everything else in your house is going to be fine, but means that
they're going to cut them off here pretty soon.
Well, yeah, but who cares if they hack into the system, big guy?
Yeah. I'll tell you, you know, I have to have my phone on because my dispatcher calls me on a regular basis. I have to keep that line clear. They were just jamming that repeatedly. You know,
well, you know
and
what?
It wasn't, what else they and do so that's why they were doing it. It was part of my livelihood. That's why they were taking me down. I know not everybody has on a road and not everybody has to, you know, different people have different jobs.
I know. Big guy. What I'm saying to you is this. All you got to do is back down or something. Don't call in on your phone or your cell phone. Get Skype it. And do it that way. That way, if with their jamming is the computer, and they're not fucking with your phone, man.
No, it's through the smart meter. It's the central computer-aided central telephony universal system. It's through the smart meter. It's a totally different technology. They're using technology that hasn't been invented yet.
Okay,
it's entirely different. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
anyway,
how you shut it down, though.
So. All right. We appreciate that. Anyway, I got to end the show. Steve, Garrett, thanks. This was a lot of fun tonight. Huh? Really enjoyed it.
That's a shame.
And
thanks, guys.
So, hey, thanks, everybody, for being here. I don't know if we're even still on the air. Regardless, I'm signing off. Steve, thanks a lot.
Hey, to the fat chicks out there, hey, just jog once a day. Just get up.
Wow.
Something. Please, don't. Bring your fat ass in back to the show talking. thank you. Them fat bitches don't ever call the show and me be on that shit again.
All right, Steve. I think you made a good point. Garrett, thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
All right, everybody, good night. If you're still there, if not, good night anyway.
Very thank you.
Go ahead and hang up, Dashie. Give me a second because my shit's all froze up. If we really want to push it, I have Ron Rex shit, and like he's ready to fucking lose it already. he put something like if BTR doesn't get their shit together, he's fucking moving off of BTR.
So what? Tell him to go to Mixler.
He said to another service. So okay. Hang on.
Well, that's good because then we can see where he goes, and that'll be the next BTR, you know, for us. For you.
I got my computer all
catch and release. And...
I can't. I gotta get rid of this fucking computer. Something fierce.
Yeah, make sure you jog tomorrow.
Oh, damn it. That's messed up.
All right.
But fuck I will. For you, Brad, I will.
I'll drop the number just because... It's a public thing. And my shit's froze up.
Hey, Neon, do you think we should go on a diet?
I think so. I think it's water and X-Lax.
Yeah, for the next week at least.
At least. Crazy. I got to get this water weight off.
Water and X-Lax?
Yep. Actually, more like Dulcolax and Samiralax.
Restoralax.
Ooh, some nice enemas. Yum.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Clear it all
vodka
out.
Vodka enema.
Fuck enema.
Yeah,
we gotta get the dead to do a wine enema or something, or a beer enema. Get him real messy.
No, a peppermint schnapps enema. That's what he had today. It was peppermint schnapps.
That is so pretty.
Damn it. Yeah. So, Dashie, if you would do this number. Let's see here. Ron Reg. Okay, 718-508-9813. I'm just trying to get my stuff unstuck here. Working off my fucking, 12-year-old computer.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to have to ask someone else. Drop
Welcome
the
to Blog Talk
chat.
Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
oil because they started messing with Kuwait. They was messing with Kuwait, and then
right.
You know, like you can see it. It's like, oh wait, you're not messing with their.
And, 9/11. The second where one, did we go to? 9/11.
It crossed. If you can with the dial pad, hit one.
That's right. Fucking no, God.
I was sitting, I was having an argument with Sarge, and not an argument, but we was disagreeing, and I was telling him, I mean, look at the people that was in place all the way to the.
You are now in the host queue.
And even before that, right? And I mean, those same people are the ones that were sitting on that table
making
those decisions.
They're oil people. They're oil people, man. They're oil people.
Yep. You know? Yep.
What is it? Dugard? Charles Dugard?
Yeah, the Bush are oil people. Fucking right. Cheney, Halliburton, what the fuck did you say?
Yes. Did you see the World Cheney documentary yet?
No, not yet. I seen it. I could watch it. I haven't did it yet. Like you're fucking up. I don't care.
Man, make some time and watch that. That's deep.
Yeah, I know. I already know. You know what I mean?
So everything that you probably thought is there.
Well, it's not like I tell people, you know, let's look here. You know, they think you are stupid. You get that? I tell people this shit. They think you're fucking stupid. And you are, because you don't do nothing about it.
Right.
Nobody does nothing about it. You know, well, we got a boat. Well, fucking boat ain't working no more.
Right.
Let me tell you that. And it ain't working at all. Every fucking time, doesn't matter what the fuck goes in there, it's an asshole bullshit deal. Every time. Bullshit. More fucking laws, Texas, more fucking laws against us, the people, you know, somebody else fucks up and we gotta pay for it, that's what we get.
Hey, Ron, this is so-and-so with
Was it 9/11, okay? That 9/11 takes all of our fucking rights away.
Right.
What the fuck, we ain't nothing to do with it. We ain't nothing to do with it at all.
None of it, right.
We ain't about that shit. The majority of the country is a bunch of crazy terrorists, motherfuckers. You know, I'm not. Maybe the least thing I want to do, I don't hurt nobody. I believe in peace and harmony. That's the best way to live, man. Be happy with each other. You ain't got to fight over some bullshit. But, you know, when you're stealing shit, you got to go fucking take it. That's what the president's to deal. That's all I can see. I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't see it, I'm sorry this is blind, but fuck it. It's like a way to be. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll admit it. I don't know, man. I'm just going by what I'm seeing, even mass media. That's where I got some disinformation from. You know, so don't look at me. Wow, man.
Yeah.
Well, some people think that nothing, you know, everything is okay with, you know, what's happening, and, you know, they want to point the finger at the president, which he has somewhat blame, you know, but again, it goes by the system that's already structured, you know, and you know, I just question anybody that start, oh, well, look at what's been going on for the past 4, 5, 6 presidents, and go back more. I mean, it's, the history is there of nothing but mess ups. Every term is something new, a different problem, but nothing gets fixed. It just stabilizes, or it's just something to keep it almost like, you know, somewhat holding, but just enough to, you know, run.
That's it. Right.
You know?
Oh, well. But, man. Well, I see the trolls are showing up. It's late tonight.
Yeah.
I resent that.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. It's the dead Greeks.
I resent that.
Terrible.
Hey,
they're like
Greek
cockroaches.
Control.
You can't get rid of them. The only way to get rid of them is turn on the light. Yeah,
you know what it is. Don't know, but this is called Trollopolis. It's Trollopolis.
I've seen the 845. I see the 845. I said, I know who that is. I'm just going to put him on.
Who's on here? Is there, I hear Sarge. Who else is on?
Sarge ain't here.
Sarge?
Oh, I just came in. I thought I heard Sarge on there.
Where's Sarge at?
No, that's
Sarge. Sarge's not here.
Oh.
I don't think Sarge ever comes
it's
on.
Because Sarge is here.
Oh, yeah, Sarge, all right. Yeah. I thought I heard Sarge for a minute there. Well, then again, I'm listening through a little earpiece, so... You guys are sounding kind of scratchy.
Yeah.
I'm driving right now. That's why my voice probably sounds weird, but sorry for coming in late. Ron, glad to see you back up. We missed you last night.
Yeah. I just, you know, hey, I just took the night off more or less.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was afraid it was that testicle. It seemed like there were. I was afraid somebody had hacked it.
No, no, that wasn't the problem. VTR changed shit around, all
right? Right.
And they changed the studio, and but everybody had got that problem the night before last or whatever. The chat room went out, period. You know, they kept saying chat error, and you just couldn't get into the chat room nowhere. So I started checking out the shows, and, you know, I was on my other computer, and
how's he doing?
Know, trying to find the shows, and trying to do mine. I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Someone
was
snoring.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, who's snoring?
They were
going to
make it work.
I don't know, man. I don't have a clue.
You know, because I would have thought that by now they would have had a good, like, system. I mean, these guys are working with, I mean, I don't know. They have all these shows going on, streaming out
the
same time.
They must be making money. They must be making money.
That's
what they
do. They're making all this money. And they're not sharing the revenue either, because they claim they're giving revenue.
They will.
Oh,
when did they? Do you receive a check yet from them?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
That's what I'm saying. Did they ever tell you? Okay, well, this month we're gonna give you this much because you got a lot of, you know, traffic in the site and on your show. No.
Well, that's how you get it. That's what you get traffic. You know, that's how you get paid.
But you know what?
Revenue share. You can get into it. You can sign up for it and get revenue share.
Right.
It ain't.
But then again, you don't know. What's what?
You got 400 or 500 people doing it, listening to your show, then you probably be able to pay for it.
Right.
You get much traffic.
Oh, we should have a BTR fucking show to simulcast.
Are they really paying?
No.
What did I miss today? What's going on in the Middle East? Because I was working. I didn't have too much time to check.
Well, they're starting their bombing campaign over in Syria and different strategic places.
And they targeted ISIS's command headquarters, I'm sure, right? No, probably
right.
Not.
Right, which is, don't know where.
Right, and they targeted all the tankers, the oil tankers, that picked up all that stolen crude.
That's right.
Never makes it to market, right? No.
That's right. You know what's crazy? I was hearing how they going over, you know, the border and telling basically black market oil to these people. Yeah,
oil.
And they're getting money.
Yeah.
What happened with that? I thought they were
going to the tanker.
I thought they were going
to stop. Someone's getting even fucking work here.
Go get that far when they're able to go to the oil fields now and take out the oil. I remember
someone's
that
eating
that's
an
what
apple.
They were fighting for during the Iraq a couple of years ago. What happened?
Yeah.
It sounds like a horse eating an apple.
If they really, really wanted to do something, I'm sure they could track the money exchange.
Mm-hmm. Having phone sex on there.
International
mm-hmm.
accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia.
Millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Where that money is going. They know who's buying it. They know where it's going. But they're not touching it.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about, you know, they know that there's a lot of Trump, you know, in hands and from I mean, anywhere from
Timber,
Iran and Saudi Arabia, a lot of rich countries, even Qatar, you know, not
mm-hmm.
indirectly,
mm-hmm.
but some way or another has some type of connection. And really, they need to step it up. I mean, you know, that is their part of the land. I think that, you know, these guys, the ones that are rich, influential, I mean, these guys got palaces. How they letting their people, it's all our people because we are human, but how they letting their people, in that, you know, right there, go and suffer through all this shit, you know, and let other people, you know, disrespect. And just do what they're doing out there, you know.
That's
and then
genius.
Where other countries like our country,
did that guy just say influential?
You know, nosy to a certain extent, it has to kind of in you know intrude in that situation. It's sad.
I mean,
it's just like I don't know.
Show.
I just play in the middle because you know it's not right or wrong or right.
Oh my God! Somebody
you know,
is.
That's how corporations work. Corporations and the big money guys, they have the power, just like in World War II or Henry Ford. Got the Americans and the British
your producer
so that he could reopen it. That was one of the first factories that was reopened.
Ron, your chat room just went room error, buddy.
Hey,
ooh,
George,
it went down.
Had better days.
Yep. Yeah, who's breathing bad?
Yeah, who's that?
Who's
fucking snoring on the show? Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Is that a troll on here? Is that a troll on here, Ron?
I think Ron went on a break.
Ron fell asleep.
Maybe we lost Ron.
Oh, shit.
Ron,
he lost his chat room just now.
Oh.
No, I'm still here. It started
right after those trolls came in.
I'm sure we're the blame for fucking doing it.
Somebody's messing
with we are. KDK is.
I don't know.
Ron is there.
He's asleep.
So when money comes in, politics is put aside because money comes first.
I was looking at, even the documentaries with the Iraq on how the contracting, I said, this is crazy, man. This is totally crazy. I mean, I don't know what's the whole agenda. I mean, I know there's some money, but I sometimes think, are they really trying to make these places, civilized in a way where they can open up, like a vacation place, where they open up Hyatts and basically Americanize a lot of these places and make them tourist attractions.
I never heard of the Hyatts until I started calling GDL.
What is the whole reason? Because I know,
they don't have them around.
They're not doing just purely for nothing or just to be for safety.
I'll tell you one thing, their security isn't worth a damn.
Because people, this country doesn't do nothing for free. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we take care of people to a certain extent. I'm not saying that, but I mean, operations. Right now, if somebody had to have an operation, they don't have no medical insurance, they're in a problem. You understand? So I just don't know, what's the whole goal? What is the real goal? It's all about money. That's all I can see.
Oh, my God.
Are you right?
God,
you okay, Jew?
All about the Benjamins.
What?
Well,
all the chat rooms are down. Mine's still down, ain't it? Yeah, hold on a second. My chat room's still down.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Tell the same one, man. Anyway, I'm on another. I'm on another blog talk radio show. The chat room's down too.
You see, that's what I'm saying. You know what? I'll be honest with you. If you guys write a letter, basically, and it hits them all at the same time about the bad service that they're providing, it's good that it's working now.
They're not going to give you anything just because you're chat room is
down. We're in 2014, and they still got, we're still using UHF.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they say UHF is still better for certain things.
Okay. I'm opening up their message board, and our agents are not available at this moment.
Okay. Yeah, they out to lunch.
That's what happens when you don't run your own shit.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm pissed about. This is what I talked about earlier.
I don't know if I told you about. I don't remember if I told you about this. There was one guy, military police, when we first went into Iraq. He told me he was just set up on a checkpoint late night.
The guy
at night
was sleeping and decided to wake up and add something to the show.
And then he's going to go back to sleep.
And one of the MPs jumped up to look inside the back of the dump truck and called the guy I was talking to over and said, "You got to see this." And he jumped up and looked, and they called for backup immediately. They had the driver get out of the truck. They handcuffed him. The dump truck was full of gold. Full of gold. And they called for backup. They needed more. So everything froze right there. They set up a separate line to process cars driving through. They held the truck, and a call came through from somewhere here in the U.S. ordering them to release the driver and the truck. He said, and he told me, he said, "Mike, I saw it. Do you have any idea? I don't even know how much money."
was in
the value of the dump truck. The driver in the truck.
And he said, where the fuck did that come from? Where it was going?
Where?
We were told to ignore it and let it go. So you tell me whether this shit was going on over there. There was,
I think what happened is this guy was sleeping and he was dreaming of the fucking movie Three Kings.
I mean, I even heard about there was a couple of million. There was quote, not Saddam's money, but there was some money. I don't know where it came from because that was an additional money as well. But there was some money and that was found that was in the millions, and it disappeared. It just disappeared. Out of nowhere. And then came the situation with Saddam's money when they found him with all that money and they found money. What happened with that money? Obviously, it wasn't enough to rebuild that country. Or to get people to do the right thing. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's just a bunch of... It's a never-ending story, like the movie.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, this is a recap of I mean, I always saying, I'm not... This is not for the soldiers, but I'm saying the people
that commanded
these soldiers to do what they was doing out there. I mean, things didn't get right. And it's not even about it's the mentality of what's going on out there, you know, the ideology, as they say. You can't train a soldier to go over there if he's known for fighting wars and you want him to start now doing peace processing, even though, of course, you're going to have him to restrain. But now he's trained to do certain things. Now you want him to build the school and he's not into engineering, or you want him to... You know, deal with the kids, and you know, it's just crazy, just the way they thrown off a lot of the what was the agenda for certain people, real weird. Because I mean, even the soldiers I've seen in interviews and some of these interviews, but they said it candidly because they worked for it. You know, they still signed. So they just said, oh, you know, it's just disappointing. You know, they said in a real cool way, like, this is disappointed that we was, you know, sent out here. I'm here to fight, ready to fight war. You know, and they over here have us, you know, trying to have people, you know, deal with people, conflict resolution, and, you know, just certain things that people may not be trained for, you know, might not be experts at. Just weird.
No, if they kept like I always say, if they kept the politics out of it, kept the media out of it, you got a job for the soldiers to do, let them do their job and take them out. Take them out of there.
Right.
Oh, fuck it.
I think that's another thing. They talk so much about stuff that they're not supposed to be talking about on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a game.
All right. We're going to move on to a different one because we've been on with Ron for over 20 minutes and he's still rambling about the same shit, not taking calls. Mistress Morgan has graced us with a telephone number. So we're going to try that. We do have the link here in the Skype. I hope someone will drop that for me since I'm not in the chat room right now.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. You are now in the host queue.
One thing about him, and you for that matter. I consider you guys brothers and friends, even though we've never met in person. And the reason why that is because of our ideals. See, I've always said, when you said fuck the black community, Tommy, you don't know how right you were. My community
is
anybody
who has
the same or similar morals, values, beliefs, goals, and interests. And we don't have, and unfortunately, the black community doesn't have that. All we have is the same fucking mindset. Not even goals, values, or we have no goals. We certainly don't have any values.
Yep.
All we have is the same fucking mindset. And so tonight was one night that I really, really was disappointed in you for reaching out to Mr. Clifton. Not that you bailed him out of jail, because I thought that that showed more about you. But to hear this dude talk, first of all, I have a hard time fucking believing this man was a corrections officer. That's number one. that the dude could not put together a proper sentence. Okay? He can call me up and threaten me anytime he wants. I live in Tennessee, where the folks here exercise the hell out of their Second Amendment rights. We don't play that shit in Chicago. Here, good law-abiding citizens can pack. That's number one.
That's Chicago.
Number two, you know, he's talking about he's a Mason. And I texted Cadillac Gaddafi tonight, as a matter of fact. And I said, I hope you're not cool. I said, if this dude's a Mason, then there's a reason why the white Masons are doing well and we're not. If Clifton is really a damn Prince Hall Mason, then he just solidified tonight why the Scottish Rite and the York Rite are doing better than we are, if that's the case. Because that dude is a fucking idiot. Period. And
here's the thing, and if he's listening, I want him to understand. So I try to speak as true as possible. And like he said, he don't hold back, and I don't hold back. I was really disappointed because when I looked at Clifton, I could see in his face that there was a good person in there, but I also saw that there was a child. Like Cliff plays too much. I don't know who he knows. But at a certain point in time, at 43 years old, you play too much. And it's hard for me to say it, but I felt when I was there, I said, this brother is going to spend the rest of his life where he's at. And as men, we should want to give let me tell you what we should want to give. We should want to give our mothers and fathers a retirement. You feel me?
Let me just interject real quick. First of all, I don't believe his damn family wanted to bail his ass out of jail. That's number one. Number two, I don't believe they could have. That's, you know what I mean? And I heard his sister talking.
His sister said they couldn't. Well, she said it. She openly said, she said, we had the money, we would have. She said, we did not do it because we had the money. She said, we didn't have it. So I'll admit, she said that openly.
Okay. And second of all, somehow, I just get the feeling that they were not surprised that his ass was locked up. That's number two. Excuse me, number three. But let me just say, your very first caller, you know, the guy who said he doesn't idolize anybody, he was right at some point in jail or dead within a year. And you know what? I don't fucking feel sorry. You know what? When I first started listening to you, Tommy,
I don't fucking feel sorry.
I'll admit, I will admit,
this is bullshit.
I really became a diehard. In fact, you said that Cadillac Gaddafi and I were the hardest on black women. And I'll admit, I still am. But you know what? Even fucking black dudes now are just disappointing me because we're being outnumbered. This is what I told Cadillac the other day. I said, you know what? The simps are outnumbering. I mean, we are in some Alamo shit. We are surrounded by simps. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I haven't made any mistakes or anything like that. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
No, we look bad as black men. We look really bad. We look like when I listen to these people, like the fact that if I make a Fatherless America movie, they're gonna say they reason why they did it. If I don't make one, this is how stupid black men are, and they're raised by these women, and they act like these women. They act like jackasses. Who the fuck runs around and stalks somebody? And like Tyrone was trying to tell people, Tommy should let y'all know what he did with y'all money. Y'all was stupid enough to give him y'all money. Now he turn around and tell them he shouldn't have to account for none of the money they gave him. This makes no sense. He's begging people to ask for their money back. But when it comes to him, he's like, I do what I want. A donation is just that. It's a donation. When you watch somebody be that openly hypocritical, anybody that follows him lets me know that you're stupid, and the fact that there are more men that have a problem with me than women. There's something weird about that.
Tyrone.
The men should be the ones cheering it. But it's niggas that's fucking with me now more than women.
I'll tell you why. Because men aren't men. They were raised by black bitches.
Does that make it okay
and
for
I
us
went
to
on
say
a date
because he said it
last weekend?
Yeah, they don't know if we're not
they
black.
Was this white girl, and I said, and I'm determined. I am determined, and I hope the logo is listening. Okay, Mr. Jason Black. I'm gonna build me my
do
own.
Do I just call
black,
them neighbors? My neighbors.
My nice white. That's another
my
story.
My neighbors.
But we went out dancing, that sort of thing, and these fat hippopotamus black bitches.
You do that according to Gary.
I'm like, only to themselves do they look good. And it was disgusting.
Which ones want to fuck?
I walk out and I see a bunch of damn simps wrapped around the line to go see that no good deed. Tommy, I wanted to stand out there in front of them and yell at all of them and say, you're all a bunch of fucking simps. Because these simps and these black bitches are going to see a movie about a man abusing a woman, but yet are complaining about Ray Rice.
That's what I'm saying. And here's my thing. They complain about Ray Rice, but we got two videos of cops whipping black bitches' ass, and ain't nobody did shit. You remember the white cop that punched the black chick in the face up in Seattle?
Nope, don't recall that.
And then the other one in L.A. that beat the bitch ass on the freeway?
Nope.
Yep, on the floor. Yep, saw that. All that, and like I said, me personally, you know what?
What?
I mean,
what?
It's just, black people are Charlie Brown, and white liberals, especially white liberal feminists, are Lucy with the football. I'm not going to plug another man's YouTube on your show, but there's another guy who smokes cigars who talks about this thing on YouTube. And he is spot on.
Gary?
Spot on. But let me just say one thing in regards to you. Tommy, I've been saying what you've been saying for years. What I respect and admire
of Gary smokes cigarettes. He don't smoke
what
cigarettes.
What have me beat by light years is application. Because I've been saying what you've been saying for years. But you have the determination, the drive, and the intelligence to put into application. In other words, you built the car and now it's fucking driving. And I applaud and commend you on that. So, because I hear, I'm starting to
commend you,
Tommy. More popular you get, since they really can't discredit you, what they're trying to do is discredit your fan base. Oh, you a Tommy Idol worshiper. They're trying to use us, since they really can't use you. They can't use your daughter and your girlfriends and all that stuff anymore because it just hasn't worked. Now they're trying to go after your fan base. Like if we like one man and we don't like Tommy Sotomayor.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
I see that coming down the pike. I really do. What? Y'all like Tommy so much? Y'all want to suck his dick? Y'all must be. I really see that coming down the pike. I really, really do. And what people don't understand, while we're friends of you and the other gentleman who smokes cigars on the other YouTube channel, is that you guys again.
I don't mind saying David Carroll's name. I don't know him, and I've never hooked up with him. But
the reason why you and David Carroll are becoming more and more popular with, and don't get me wrong, there are some black men waking up. There's no question about it. But there's few and far between of us. But again, as you become more popular, like I said, since they can't get them, they'll try to get you guys through us. You guys are giving us a voice. And not only that, but you are saying things that no simp on television, I mean, most black men on television, from Chris Carter to Terry Crews that you did a video on.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Getting ridiculous. This is just getting ridiculous.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
I'm going to do a little something different than what he would do on his show. I'm going to say you can have an opinion about him, but let's just keep it clean when we talk, when we're using words for him.
That's fine, because I'm enough. I'm done with him either. But you know what? And again, you know I used to go hard on black women, Tommy. And you even said so on the show.
I'm straight honest with everybody. Even when I had a problem with what you said, when I thought you went too far, I said it, but we still cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But let me just say this. You know what? Most of the black, and don't get me wrong, I still have my issues with them. But you know what? Black dudes. Again, it's like, wait a minute. It's like the simp said, wait a minute. We can't have the black women fucking up. We got to run up and catch up to them.
Now, let me tell you something. The reason why I don't respect the black dudes is because the black dudes ain't benefiting from their jackassery. It'd be different if they were, at least the black women, they benefit from their jackassery. But the black dudes don't benefit from it. You don't benefit shit from being a jackass. Them women don't even fuck you. They still fuck me. Any one of y'all jackasses out there talking shit, let me look into the camera and let you know. No matter how much shit you talk, I can still fuck the bitches online that say they hate me. I've done it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. Now, again, for all the black women out there, oh, he ain't got no money. He hate his mama. Just that. Right. Tell you something, bro.
I think that's where we're going to end it, because the last two shows we've called over the last 40 minutes are not picking up. And so, yeah, we're going to end it there. We had some fun with Gary. Bob Vance Bob Vance fucking wrecked his co-host or whoever he was. Yeah, we can call Gaslamp before we go.
Do it.
I'm sure Dashy has the fucking number on on Ready Set Go.
Big props to Mistress Morgan and Parnell.
Yeah. She put that motherfucker in his place.
Fuck yeah.
I was waiting for Gary to accept her offer to get fucked in the ass by the 18-inch dildo. Gary was... Yeah, you doing? Need to order pizzas.
Sure, what you like, for delivery or pick up?
I want to pick them motherfuckers up.
You want to pick them up?
Yeah, pick them up.
Okay, what kind of pizza you want?
I want large, I want pineapple, I want ham, and I don't know, let me get some, you got chicken?
Okay.
Yeah, let me get that on there. And
okay.
Let me get medium, let's see, I want extra sauce on that.
Okay.
Let's see, extra sauce. I want pepperoni, and you got jalapenos.
Yes.
Yeah, extra jalapenos.
Okay.
You got garlic bread, garlic sticks.
I have breadsticks. I don't have garlic sticks.
Okay, breadsticks. I want breadsticks with gandu sauce.
How many breadsticks?
What comes in? I just want one order. Whatever comes in one order.
It's $2 each, $3, $4, $5, and $5 for $8. So how many you want?
Let me get 5, and can I get extra gandu sauce with those?
Sure.
You don't have Mato Chodon fucking special tonight, do you?
No, we don't. Sorry.
No Mato Chodon. What about Panchod?
Well, right now I have just the whole menu with the whole prices. I don't have any special.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to have panchod. I want panchod. I don't care if it's not special. I want an order of panchod.
No, I don't have it.
Can I speak to the man or something? Okay, the person that makes the pizzas or something, because they probably know.
I make pizza.
Yeah, let me talk to a man, sweetie.
Okay. I'm the man, but... I'm fixed, so that's my voice right now. So I'll make the pizza here, and then you order, you have large pineapple and ham and chicken, and then you have medium extra sauce with pepperoni, jalapeno, and 5 breadsticks. Anything else you want?
I want to speak to the man, you fucking whore. want man on the phone now.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to make an order. I'm trying to make an order, and this lady, she's giving me a difficult time. Well, it's for pickup, but I told her I didn't care if it was on special or not. I just wanted with the breadsticks. I ordered. I wanted five of them, and I told her I wanted extra gandu sauce.
What do you want to do?
Gandu sauce, motherfucker. So
let's go buy the pizza. You want to do pizza first of all?
Yeah, for gandu sauce, motherfucker.
What?
She told me you don't do Moderchode anymore.
I can't hear you.
I want some fucking Moderchode, you cocksucker.
Hey, stop talking shit, motherfucker. Stop talking shit.
Yeah, listen, I'll come in there.
Order? Go ahead. What do you want?
I'm going to come in there. I'm going to make an order. I'm going to look you in the eye, and I'm going to call you a fucking Banchode.
Okay, man, anytime. Get the fuck out of here. Anytime.
I'm going to come in there, and then we're going to go in the bathroom. You're going to put your head in the toilet. He hung up, so. You want to try him cross?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, the cross give him a child. Go back up here.
Yeah.
Change the CID there, Dashy Machines Incorporated. That's why I wanted the guy, because he's the one who gets pissed. They pull up a pickup hangup.
Yeah.
They're going to do the fax number next?
They might. Just fire it back, Dash. Fire it back. Those motherfuckers. Apparently they're just going to shut down business for the night.
This is still gas lamp?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Nobody can order pizza. No pizza.
No pizzas.
We're just closing.
Can you leave a message for...
Alright, well, I believe that's where we're going to leave it for the night. I will thank everybody that came on. Neon, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mistress Morgan, thank you for making an appearance and putting those motherfuckers in their spot.
Yeah.
Mr. Cross.
Yeah.
Yay. Parnell, who made the appearance late, but he was still here. Mr. Dashy, the man behind the scenes that hides us from the Gary machines.
Don't forget Brad.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Arby that came on. That was fantastic. And he was named in the lawsuit by the Gary Brodsky Incorporated.
By the docs that were handed over.
By the Gozer machine.
The Gozer.
Big thanks to everyone that called in to make Gary's show a piece of shit.
Bob Bance, XYZ.
Yeah, and one of these days I'm gonna break it down to Gary to let him know that, you know, he's like, you should have your own show. And I want to tell him my show is fucking with his show. He's going to be so upset by that.
The show's not alpha enough to be on BTR anymore.
Non-alpha.
And, non-alpha. So I'm going to tell everyone that's still listening, there's probably like three of you, tune in tomorrow. I believe Science is going to be on. I don't know if he has any big plans, Mr. Sloth, but...
Mr. Science.
Yeah.
Better get naked.
Yeah, it usually gets wild. And there's a lot of penis tugging, I know that.
Ooh, my favorite.
Sword fights. Sword fights, yum.
All that good shit. So, thank you for listening, and good night.